Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. So I'm jumping on because this morning I had the welcome call for Thrive Group, and there was something that came up for everyone inside the group, and it made me realize that this was an important topic and it needs to be discussed. So I'm putting it here in Instagram Live and on the podcast. So let me just pin the comment here. Okay, I don't know how to pin this comment. You can see what it's about: consistency in your coaching business. So you're here because you're a life coach and this topic resonates with you. You're in the right place. I've got you. Listen in. This is going to be an important discussion because there is a reason why consistency came up. Consistency matters. Consistency helps you create results. Simple. But there is always a duality in business, and I like to tell you straight, and I like to be honest with you as well, because it's really important to me that when we work together, you are coming in eyes wide open. The eyes wide open philosophy, I've mentioned it a couple of times if you're not familiar with it. The eyes wide open philosophy is taking radical responsibility for being real with yourself about what you need to do. And I say this in the context of another duality. I'm a very spiritual person and, you know, I'm all about building a soul-led business that's in full alignment. But there is this aspect of like believing in magic and miracles, being connected to the vision, the mission, the purpose, knowing it is already yours, seeing it is already done, being in your power, and building a business will take some action steps because ultimately we're building a business in the 3D realm of human, of capitalism, of there needs to be some kind of offer, price, way for people to literally purchase from you and to go through the purchase process for you to create a buyer experience for your clients so that they are buying with safety, with integrity, that you are selling from alignment, from integrity. So those are like the 3D human aspects. And then there is this soul-led aspect. And the way that I bring business together is by bringing together and bridging that gap between the what you have to do and the who you have to be in business in order to achieve it in a way that feels sustainable, enjoyable, and doesn't remind you of your 9-to-5. So if you're in the right room and you're thinking, this is me, say hello below. In fact, say hello anyway, because I, you know, if you're joining me, say hello. I like to hear it. If you're listening on the podcast, drop me a DM once you've listened or as you're listening and let me know that you're listening, because I love to hear from my listeners as well. I know the podcast is really, really valuable for you too. So in the call this morning for Thrive Group, it was so fascinating. The one thing everybody said they need to work on, there were other things too, but there was something that came up consistently across the board, and it was consistency. And here's the thing. The eyes wide open philosophy is that consistency matters tremendously in your business, but, and this is where I want you to lean in, consistency in and of itself doesn't create clients. I'll repeat, consistency in and of itself doesn't create clients. But without it, you almost certainly won't create clients. Or if you do, it will be a fluke. It will be very sporadic. It will not be something that you feel is in your control. And yes, as your business model changes, as it evolves, as it expands, as you grow in your business and the way that you run your business changes, you're not going to have to be as consistent. You see it all the time. Millionaire coaches who come in once in a blue moon, reveal that they have an offer, everyone jumps in. They had to work to get to that stage. The early days work of building your business from nothing, of entering the market from nothing, is going to require you to be consistent. Why? For two reasons. Consistency matters because of who you become in that process. Your commitment to yourself, how you show up in your business, how you prove to yourself over and over again, this is who I am now. This is who I am now. This is who I am now. I'm doing this no matter what. I'm doing this no matter what. I'm doing this no matter what. That kind of energy, it has a frequency in the universe. It does something to the world, and the universe responds. People respond. People start to go, and this is the reflection. This is the mirror. When you start proving to yourself, I am consistent, and I see that in my actions, then the people around you who are watching, and they are watching, you think it's going into the void. You think nobody's listening. Here's the truth. And I just realized, actually, the freaking irony of this, and this is so perfect. At this moment in time, nobody has joined this live. This is really interesting for you if you're listening to the podcast, right? And it's so interesting because when I'm just doing a podcast and I'm not releasing it as an IG live, but I'm just recording a podcast, there's absolutely no one listening yet because I haven't released it yet. But you guys go onto an Instagram live and you think, oh my God, no one's shown up. What am I doing? And you get the fear and it impacts you and you waver in your belief and you waver in your potency. And then you're wondering why no one's responding. I know that you're watching this on replay. I know that you're listening to this on the podcast. I am still so connected to you right now, even though in the 3D reality of this exchange, there is a bit of a time lapse between me communicating it and you receiving it. But also I know in the duality of true universal truth, time is an illusion. Time is an illusion. The fact I'm recording this and you're receiving it later, so what? That's just a matter of Newton law. Like that's the 3D world we live in. That's 3D level truth. Hello, Soul Serve Marketing. Welcome. And look at that. Just like that, someone joins. In the 5D, in the quantum realm, time doesn't exist. So there is no delay. When you can connect to that, that is very powerful. Very powerful frequency in your business. So, consistency. I've got my notes here. So if you see me looking away, it's because I want to make sure that I cover everything that I was contemplating today as we were coaching on this inside the welcome call inside Thrive Group. What I see is three types of, love 5D conversations. Yeah, same. Everything I discuss in business has the 3D aspect and then the 5D aspect because it's the only way. The three ways that I see you failing in consistency, and let's be honest, I'm not afraid of the word failure. I don't mean to say it to trigger you. It's just a word. What you make that mean is interesting. But let's just say, let's be real with ourselves. Eyes Wide Open philosophy says, okay, I'm failing in my consistency. I need to be more consistent, which means I'm not being consistent right now. Can we just call a spade a spade? I see three reasons for this. Or three ways this is showing up, because consistency isn't the same for everyone. There are different types of consistency in your business. So tell me in the comments, if you're watching this on IG Live or in replay, which of these types of consistency are important or are areas for refinement and improvement for you in your business right now? Number one, you are in the traditional sense of consistency and how most people think about consistency. You're in a stop, start, cycle. You go through phases of showing up and then you go through phases of not, whether that's a day, a week, a month. You're in that phase of, I have to build the muscle of just showing up in rhythm, of just being a regular contributor to my spaces, of just being somebody that my people can rely on to show up pretty much every day, a couple of times a week. This isn't about you have to show up every day. In fact, I'm a projector. I value deeply rest, recuperation, rest in different ways. This was another really interesting conversation I had with a one-to-one client yesterday, actually. We talked about the different types of rest, intellectual rest, emotional rest, when we just need to like take some time to calm our little nervous system and our inner child. Creative rest, you know, if you've been sat there, you've been creating, you've been in content creation mode, for example, maybe you need rest from that. Physical rest. So rest isn't just a catch-all for everything. There's different types of rest that you want to tap into and you want to really recognize in your body. But factoring in that you are taking adequate rest, beyond that, as a baseline, are you being consistent or are you in a stop-start cycle? of just taking action consistently and showing up. The second type of consistency is lack of continuity. This can happen in a couple of ways. Lack of continuity in your offer. Are you changing your offer every 5 seconds? Are you one of these people who were like, well, that didn't work. Maybe we'll try this. Oh, that didn't work. Maybe we need to change the niche. Oh, that price wasn't landing. Maybe we change the price. And so, yeah, you show up. Yeah, you're consistent. Yeah, you do the thing. But your audience are literally just like fucking trying to catch up with you every 5 seconds, because before you know it, you've moved on to something because it didn't work the first time. Or worse, you're doing a bit of both. It didn't work, so that creates the stop-start cycle. So 1 minute you're like, right, this is it. I'm doing it. 2025, this is my year. I'm going to be creating 100K, and you declare it in your groups, you declare it in your coaching programs, you declare it in your memberships. And then 2 weeks later, you're not selling anymore because nobody jumped in. And because you see the seven-figure coaches doing that, and you're at less than 30K all-time revenue in your business, you're using that comparison as an impossible bar to meet. And it puts you in a failure mode. And you're not able to be consistent because you're comparing your day 100 to someone's day year fucking 5, 6, 7. And it's not about time. Let's be honest here. It's not about time. In the 5D realm, we know time doesn't exist. But in the 3D realm, time does exist. And it isn't that it takes time to build your business. It doesn't necessarily take time to get to those multiple 4 figures, 5 figures, 6 figures, 7 figures, whatever. But often there is a time differentiator. Let's be real here. Again, that eyes wide open philosophy. For every one coach who is that, oh my God, I got to 5, 6, 7 figures in 6 months, there's probably 50 coaches who literally needed to take a few years to develop their skill, their belief, their embodiment in what they do as a life coach. And let's normalize that discussion. I love it for those who achieve it. And let's normalize that for the majority of coaches, it actually does take time. And there's nothing wrong with that too. Especially when you compare life coaching as a industry to any other business ever that exists. Most of them take 3 to 5 years to become profitable. And how lucky are we that there are literally no barriers to entry. The barrier to entry in coaching is, can you start a social media account? Can you coach? And yeah, a true coaching skill probably requires some initial investment, some kind of certificate, and then it really is lived and embodied experience and skill development. So again, eyes wide open philosophy, let's be real here. The third type of consistency that I see coaches failing at, and I say all this from experience, I've totally been there too, and this is more where I operate at. This is more the level that I'm constantly onto myself about, is the consistency of being in your power. So let's say you're beyond the start cycle. You showing up is a given. It's just who you are. You creating, you marketing, you selling, it's second nature to you. Amazing. Fucking A, like, let's celebrate that growth in who you are now. Let's celebrate the fact that you have either an offer or an offer suite, a niche, a passion, like a direction of what you're about, what you stand for, the kind of problem you solve. And that for you is grounded. It's solid. You know who you are. You know what you're about. You don't want to change it. Amazing. But for you, you waver in your potency. You waver in your power. You waver in your ability to hold that level of belief, of connection, of really in that energy. And you know it. You know when you've been there. You know when you've touched it. That energy of, I'm fucking after it. I'm going for it. I'm like, I'm alive. I'm in my business. I know it's done. It is a joy. It is a privilege to just be able to show up in my power, to be in my authenticity, in my integrity, to speak from my experience, to be in full trust that what I bring to the table right now as who I am today is enough. And to do that over and over again. And for you, consistency is staying in that power and that energy. And let's be honest here, for many of us, it is being consistent with all of those things, sometimes all at once. Sometimes we dip in and out. So which is it for you? Number one, that stop-start cycle. Number two, that continuity in what you're about, what you stand for, what your offers are in your business, and being in your power. So SoulServe, what's your name, SoulServe? Let me know in the comments. You said human design is a lot more helpful in this. Yeah, I agree. I actually really love human design. I'm not trained in it. I do like to know what my client's human design is when I work with them. But like I say, I'm not certified, but I couldn't agree more. It's definitely something and a really helpful marker of how to connect to what consistency looks like for you. And I'm not going to go deep into the human design discussion, but for some, depending on your human design, consistency is meant to look like a stop-start cycle. What I'm interested in is your energetic connection to that. If you are someone who doesn't have access to continuous energy, I'm like, I'm a freaking projector. Like, you're preaching to the choir here. For me, I know I can't just keep going and keep going and keep going. But within that truth, how is it then possible that I still tend to show up every damn day? And I do it, and I've never burnt out in my business. In fact, some of the most potent, some of the most consistent and powerful coaches I've met are also projectors. And yet we're supposed to be the ones that can't hack a full fucking day's work and we need rest every 5 seconds. It's so interesting to see how we use things like this against us, or how we use things like this to inform us of how to leverage our energy in the right way so that we can do what we want to do in our business. Okay. How do I say this? I've got your name here. So, Jyotsna. I'm going to guess. Jyotsna? Jyotsna. Please let me know the phonetic way to say your name. It's beautifully unique. And it's important to get names right, as I was reminded in Thrive Group this morning, and with my own name. Everyone says my name wrong too. I'm Pamela, and everyone says Pamela, but Pamela. Oh, amazing. I got it right. Lovely to meet you. Okay, so what do we do with these three things? With that stop-start cycle, the continuity, and then the power aspect. It helps to know why. And as I was contemplating this, I came to three things that I see that, again, sometimes it's all of them, sometimes it's some of them. These are the things that I see most commonly with the coaches I work with, that, and what I also experienced in my own coaching journey. A lack of clarity, a lack of clarity in our business fundamentals. When we're not clear on who we are, what we're about, who we want to work with, the problem we solve, the modality that we actually want to do, especially for my multi-passionates who have multiple certifications, multiple interests, multiple things they could help with, and they don't know how to package it. That lack of clarity creates the problem of inconsistency. Of course, you're not going to be consistent if you don't know what you need to be consistent about. So this is why we cover this in the strategy sessions. Deciding and being able to connect to the embodiment of someone who knows how to make decisions, how to find clarity, even when you know that there is so much more clarity that you would like to have and you would like to tap into, but knowing how to tap into what is available to you and letting it be enough is the way that we don't make a lack of clarity a problem. That's what breeds consistency. The second piece is an over-reliance on motivation. This is a big one for my clients who are coming from a corporate background, who have never truly had to be in a job, or especially a revenue generating role, where they have had an expectation on them to create their own and achieve their own goals, especially achieve some kind of KPI or sales target or revenue. When you have relied on motivation all your life, and motivation isn't always a good thing. It can be motivation by reward or motivation by punishment. So in here comes a little bit of understanding like how psychology works. When we fear punishment, we will change the course of our actions. I saw this really interesting study about dogs, and look, I'm talking about myself here as much. I'm not saying you're a dog. I'm just saying, like, when we look at psychological studies in psychology, half of them are entirely unethical, but the world has changed. But when we can go back in time and look at some of the studies that have been done, there's a study done on dogs where, and I forget who it's by, so forgive me, but they did a study on dogs and they found that when the person who enforces discipline is, and you'll know this if you have a dog, I did a lot of house sitting on my travels, so I've seen this with many, many dogs. When the person who enforces discipline is not in the room, the dog will go ahead and do what they want to do. When the person who enforces discipline is in the room, they're suddenly very motivated not to do the thing, or to do the thing. Humans aren't much different when it comes to motivation. Motivation by reward is also very big. We only have to look at, like, conditioning in dogs to see how that works. I think it was Pavlov's, was it Pavlov? Or I'm mixing up my scientists here. But I think it was someone study on conditioning. And when something happens, then we receive something else. So again, with dogs, it was a dog salivates when they see food. So the experiment was ring a bell when a dog receives food and they will salivate in time. Do that consistently enough. Remove the food completely and just ring a bell and the dog will still salivate. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Humans have access to the same type of wiring. So how does this relate to you guys? So let me take it back to the work example. For many of you, you have achieved really big things in your life. You have achieved a degree, you've achieved a master's, a PhD, you've achieved big things in your job, but you had an over-reliance on motivation, because if you didn't do your job, there was punishment by risk of being fired, by risk of being called out, by risk of being judged, all of those things. And this comes in a little bit into the second one. But to the extent that you were motivated to do shit in your career was often very closely linked to the consequences of not doing the shit that you have to do in your career. And you know that you have fallen into this trap if, when you think about your job, whether you left already or whether you're still, especially if you're still in it, notice when you do things because you have to. I've got to do this meeting today because, well, just because, like, I have to, because you are connected more to the responsibility and the hold that that job had or has over you versus you connecting to your choice to do it. You may feel like you don't have a choice, but you, if you do connect to the choice, you are taking your power back. You are actually practicing your authority, your sovereignty, your power of choice. When you start practicing this muscle in the things that you already have to do in your life, when it comes to the things that you don't have to do, like actually show the fuck up and grow your coaching business, because no one's going to make you. No one's going to make you except your own desire, except your own want of building your business and having the life you dream of. And I know you've heard this before. When you're struggling to feel motivated, to feel driven in your business, I see this all the time. Connect to your vision, connect to your mission, connect to your purpose. Fuck, I've said that to you a million times already. Let, you know, in coaching, on the purpose, on the podcast, on Instagram lives, I'm no stranger to that being really potent. But if it really was, let's be honest here, surely it would be enough every time. It isn't. It isn't enough. This is where radical responsibility, connecting to your personal power, are key things that I am guiding my clients towards over and over and over again inside my Thrive program. Because until this becomes a part of your DNA, a part of who you are, a part of the way that you show up, non-negotiable, it just is who you are. Until that day comes, you're not going to see consistency in your business. So right now, recognizing that there is an over-reliance on external motivation, whether that's by reward or by punishment, and to recognize that there is no, the only, and this is the irony, right? And this goes into the next part. The only reward for showing up is the intrinsic reward of showing up. Because let's be honest, at the very early stages of your business, when you're still less than 50 or 30K all-time revenue, not everything you do is going to have instant gratification. In fact, it's going to take a lot of repetitions to start to see results. Every single thing you do in your business will compound if you're consistent enough to keep going. But if you're in that stop-start cycle, if you don't have continuation in your offers, in your message, in who you are, if you're not staying consistent in your personal power, then yeah, you're probably not creating the results you want. That leads on to the third reason why consistency is a struggle for you right now. Because you make it mean something that, okay, fine, you do take action, you do put yourself out there, you do finally get back into that start cycle again, and the wheels are turning and things are in motion, you've got the momentum going for a little bit, and then there is no instant gratification. You don't see the results because, like I said, at the beginning of your business, yes, it's going to fucking take a few reps to get there, and you make it mean something, and it becomes failure in your mind. It becomes, well, it's still not fucking working. It becomes, oh my God, I can't do this. And the doubt creeps in. Lean in if this is resonating. These are how the fears that you already have in your subconscious, anything that's happened in your childhood, anything that's happened in your life that led you to life coaching in the first place, anything that is not, that hasn't been fully elevated and expanded to meet this new level of personal power that your business is calling you to become, if you haven't cleaned that up yet, it's going to show up. It's going to show up as fear of failure. It's going to show up as a fear of being judged. It's going to show up as inadequacy, of not belonging, of who the fuck am I to do this? If I do this, then something bad might happen. And when those fears are so quietly bubbling under the surface, threatening to come out, then of course you're not going to be consistent in your business, because it's safer to not be consistent, because then you never have to face it. Then you never really have to overcome it. Then you never really have to challenge yourself to grow. And the minute you know this, there is going to be something within you that goes, fuck me, she's right. But also, I'm so fucking ready to overcome this. And if this is how you're feeling right now, you are in the right space, because this is the work I do with my clients. This is the next step. Taking this fear, this over-reliance on external motivation, taking this lack of clarity, and going, I am ready to take it to the next level. For me, the next level looks like finding that clarity, letting it be enough. It looks like really tapping into the inner well of personal power. In the welcome call this morning with Thrive Group, we did the most stunning activation into personal power, into truth, into the kind of truth that transcends the need for motivation. When you connect to that, one of my clients actually said to me in the session, I don't need to feel motivated when I am connecting to my truth, because it is just who I am. When you connect to that level of embodiment, the steps are easy to take. The action taking becomes easy to take. The execution becomes obvious, becomes simple. And of course, you have your business fundamentals to make those aligned decisions. They're already decided. You know exactly what to do. It's just a matter of, I get to do this. So here's the thing. Here's what I know to be true for you. You're watching this, you're listening to this because you are a life coach. You are 100% committed to this being who you are now. You know where this is going for you. You know that you have, that you are building a life coaching business. It is done. And you know that there was a lot in this episode, in this live, that you need to work on. You know this. The question is, are you supported to actually do the work? This is where I want to invite you into Thrive Group. This morning after the welcome activation call, I was contemplating, do I close doors at the beginning of the call or do I leave the doors open for a few more days so that you can come in, have this activation, connect to truth, to the level of truth that transcends consistency or transcends motivation to create consistency, so that you are in the embodiment, ready to strategize for the rest of your year, and then be supported in your business to grow your coaching business over the next 6 months with my support. If you're thinking, yeah, this is it, this is why I left the doors open, come in, come and join us. You'll get instant access to the welcome activation call. I highly recommend watching that before the strategy sessions next week. So I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope this was helpful. I hope this was insightful. Either way, now you know where you're at. Now you know what the next step is. My invitation to you is take the fucking step. Whether that's with me, with someone else, on your own, just take it. But if you want support, come and join me. I've got you. You've got this, and I've got you as you do this. Consistency is essential in your business, and consistency in and of itself doesn't create clients, but it without it, you won't create clients. What comes after consistency is this. It's the business fundamentals and the CEO embodiment. It's selling. It's having an offer. It's having an aligned price. It's knowing how you're going to market and sell. Doing that consistently from the correct embodiment. And correct embodiment isn't about making emotions right or wrong. There is no better or worse emotion. We actually spoke about that in the welcome activation call today as well, about how it's okay if you're in a negative emotion. It's actually what you do with those negative emotions. And we talked about how you actually do that. Obviously, we have 6 months together to live and breathe that. So when it happens for you, you have the support to navigate it, to move through it. This is the work. So come and join us. And when you join in this round, you will have access to Founder's Price. The Founder's Price will be gone when the doors close in a couple of days. So sign up now. The link is either in the bio if you're watching this on Instagram, or it's in the show notes. And underneath, it's at my website, www.coachingwithpamela.com/thrive in capital letters. If you love this episode, drop me a DM. You know I love to hear it. It's definitely one of my love languages. And until next time, have a beautiful rest of your day.